You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dental, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three. Excuse me, and yours truly is suffering from sensory overload. I got so much coming in at me at one time. But before we jump into our health report with Katie, followed by our Red Liz News report at the bottom of the hour with Jim White, just want to remind everybody, Steve's book is called Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. It's not quite available yet, but you can place your order. The books are coming in either today or tomorrow, excuse me, or on Tuesday. So you're going to want to line up and get this. And if you're just joining us, Steve was with us for 2 hours. He talked about the truth about the history of the Nazis. It's been hidden. I've been saying that on this show for a long time, because of the work of my father. Steve exposes all this and talks about how the Nazis are still influencing us today. I'll have a link to the ordering page tomorrow in the morning article that will appear on thecommonsenseshow.com. So it'll make it easy for you, but this is highly, highly recommended reading. Just a quick reminder again, tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, the debut of the Common Sense Show, the weekday version with James White, Dave Hodges, yes, me, yours truly, and we are on WMQM and their affiliates, and we are reaching a lot of people, and hopefully we can wake a lot of people up. Now, I agree with Steve. Waking people up means we're getting people prepared. Doesn't mean we're going to win anything back. Congress is gone. The Supreme Court is gone. Obviously, the presidency has been gone for a long time, but there is Christian salvation. There is personal preparedness. And if you listen to what we advertise here on this show, Steve's Precious Metals, you look at Food for Liberty, Bob Griswold and his survival products, going right down the list here in terms of what we advertise, it's all about the same theme, folks, because this party ain't going to go on forever. I see Lindsey Williams came out this week with another proclamation that we're that much closer. And I've had him on the show a number of times. I think he's pretty locked in. I know a lot of people like to make fun of him, but I'm telling you, the guy has a track record, and the track record says he's usually right on the money. Anyway, I'm done ranting. I rant when I get mad or I'm frightened, and I think I'm a little bit of both right now. I think we are entering definitely uncharted waters. In fact, Katie, before we start in on this, I don't know if you feel this way or not, but I've always felt like some measure of control over my life was present, even in the midst of evil that's running rampant on the planet. But right now, things are moving so quickly. Things are so dire, so threatening, so all-encompassing, that I feel like I'm just along for the ride and I'm barely holding on. I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not.
It does, and I feel the same way about that, and that's what I really feel at the end, when things start to ramp up, our best protection will be our faith, our undying, absolute faith. There will be supernatural protection for those who have amazing focus on God. But yeah, those days are coming real fast. So I feel the same way you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not discouraged. I'm commanded not to. I mean, we're to live our lives, live in the kingdom, share the word, do what we do, but this is going to take an amazing faith, an amazing focus to get through this.
Just to survive.
Mm-hmm.
I want to emphasize that, just to survive. And then it'll be up to us, the survivors, because I plan on surviving, to rebuild and rebuild it in the way that it was supposed to be built.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Lord's guidance, and he may not give us much choice. If we are indeed in the end days, and I don't know that any of us can say for sure that we are, because in the Bible it says that you won't know the hour, the day, or the return, so we can't be that arrogant to presume just because it looks like it. But if we are, it could be out of our hands. And maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing. It could be a wondrous thing. Katie, we got a lot to talk about with health tonight. So in the time that we do have left, let's jump in to the health report and find out how to get healthy.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dave. And we are officially in the health report. And tonight I wanted to cover some interesting news, as the listeners are always sending me emails and telling me what they're looking for and what they're getting out of the show, and I'm very encouraged. So, but tonight I've been talking about this for a long time, and it's, to me, the difference between alternative medicine and traditional medicine. Now, I'm not completely junking traditional modern medicine at all, but I've always said that it is crisis care. It's trauma care, and we have the best trauma care and crisis care in the world. So if I rupture a spleen or I break a leg or anything like that, please give me a hospital, give me morphine, give me all those things to get me through the crisis. But in terms of health care, long-term care, disease, combating diseases, alternative medicine is the way to go, because what modern medicine is doing is symptom suppression. And we've talked about holistic medicine, where holistic medicine focuses in on the root cause, and it digs deep into the layers. And when you get to the root cause, the body is constantly telling us what it wants, what it needs. And that's where this article comes in. It's from Natural News, from the blog, and it's called 5 Reasons Conventional Doctors Ignore Alternative Medicine. This is a great piece by Derek Henry. It says, by now you probably have come to realize that something's not quite right with the current healthcare system that dominates today. It has become a dictating, disease-managing, and complicated mess that has generally left more people sick than healthy. Sure, it's great for emergency and acute care, but when it comes to eradicating disease, it hasn't even sniffed the coffee yet. So when other options exist, such as alternative medicine, they have proven track records for helping people actually uproot the cause of their suffering. Why has conventional medicine typically deemed it as quackery? Turns out there are 5 main reasons. This is so great. And I've talked to the listeners about this before. This is my, I've gone off the article, and this is my thinking on this. You know, when we go in to have our car repaired or we go buy a home, we have questions. We want to know what we've paid for. We want to know all the details. We want it itemized. When we buy a home, we want to know about the plumbing and the foundation and everything else. Why is it that when we go into a doctor, we turn over our bodies, our future, our health, to one doctor, to maybe a couple doctors, to a pharmaceutical industry, to a healthcare system we have seen over the last 8 to 10 years just fall apart, and it's lost focus on the care of the patient, and it's all about power and money. So why don't we do that when we go in to see a doctor? Why don't we question him? What are these pills? What are you giving me? What do they do? What are the side effects? How will this really handle what the root cause of what I'm dealing with, and will this be detrimental to me down the road? Please, people, start asking questions. Interview your doctors. Find out what their bedside manner is, what their focus is. So that's my advice there, but this says these are the 5 reasons. It says closed thinkers. The selection process of medical students is primarily dependent on college grads, which simply means regurgitating what has been taught to them by presumed authorities. If they question this knowledge or authority, their grades typically suffer, which will negatively affect their ability to land a job in their profession later. Very interesting. Great point. Due to this system, a medical dogma is created that is incredibly hard to break, and the very thought of thinking outside the box brings a level of cognitive dissonance and ridicule from peers that makes it nearly impossible for medical students and doctors to consider any other options like alternative medicine. Excellent point. Number two is they're taught to departmentalize. Medical school tends to be organized into organ-specific departments. The idea that there may be an underlying link to disease originating in different areas of the body is not recognized in this type of framework. The body is treated as parts that are completely independent of each other with little bearing on each other's function. This makes diagnosis much easier when you don't need to consider other areas that could complicate a diagnosis. So once again, as I was explaining, they don't go for the root cause. They break it into organs and systems. Another reason is economics. With abundant financial rewards in rescue medicine, which is interventions that treat symptoms, and much less monetary value in trying to prevent illness or correct it at the root, thereby losing a, quote, customer, I love that, it becomes very difficult for a medical student weighed down by academic debts to choose the latter. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Considering that the top 11 drug companies globally made almost $85 billion in profits in 2012, the thought of working for any other system seems implausible from an economic standpoint. That's a pretty sad motivation. So,
Katie, are you surprised, really? I mean, it's all about control. It's about control for the purposes of profit.
Absolutely. It's the medical, it's the healthcare profit system. So the third reason is nutrition education is non-existent. I've known this for a while. With medical school so focused on learning the intimate details of diagnosing and prescribing due to the profitability of such a system, the major factor for true health gets nearly completely ignored. That component is nutrition. What have I talked about in this show so often? It's so important. Is what you put in your body.
Oh, Katie, I've been on the recipient end of that scolding many times. Yes.
I'm not scolding you, Dave. I'm just trying to guide you.
Can I come out of my room yet?
Yes, you can. But you are getting better. So it's that component is nutrition. He goes on to say, doctors study nutrition for a few hours to a few days in what is a long and arduous degree. It is a mere fraction of what they learn. So if they do want such knowledge, they are on their own to get it. However, with such a profitable system in place that relatively ignores it, most do not go out of their way to learn this cornerstone of the alternative field. So, and then another reason, the last reason, is too busy to gain more knowledge. Becoming a conventional doctor is a long and intense process of studying, testing, working around the clock. This intense schedule often does not abate and could get worse, depending on the doctor's success and their location. As a result of increasing demands put on them by an even ever-growing sick population, continuing their education is often limited to events put on or sponsored by pharmaceutical companies. Plus, I've heard and read over and over how the pharmaceutical companies have their hooks in these medical schools, and they wine and dine the students, and they look for the most prized students, and it's a seduction that these students that are so deep in debt almost can't turn away from. But this Derek Henry goes on to say, I'm happy to hear that there are some doctors currently in the system who understand the limits of conventional medicine and as a result are incorporating forms of alternative medicine into their practice in order to truly serve the needs of the people. I went to one of those doctors here in Denver just recently, Dr. Terry Grossman, and he's a very prominent, well-to-do, famous medical doctor who has a wellness clinic. He's completely incorporated the alternative holistic approach, and it's absolutely phenomenal. And he's doing a booming business because people are waking up to this, which is great. And I think it's segments like this, I'm hoping, that are waking people up to, you know, question authority. Remember that one?
Yeah, so, but the sheep somehow forgot their lesson.
They have, but these wellness clinics would not be springing up and doing so well if there wasn't an awakening. It's granted, it's not happening fast enough as far as I see, but it is happening. So that's, you know, applause to that. But that was a great piece, and you can find that from the blog at Natural News. And I'll also have all these links on my website, my blog, theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. So I've got another story here, the 5 best superfoods for thyroid health. And the reason I picked this is because it just seems like so many people have thyroid issues. And I think that's because of the toxins. The thyroid's a very fragile but very mighty, very powerful gland. It's part of the endocrine system. The endocrine system is the brain of the human body. Your adrenals, your pituitary, your thyroid, your ovaries, your prostate. The hormones regulate the human body. And many of these diseases are misdiagnosed when it actually it's just thyroid. So it says another epidemic is sweeping across the world according to experts. There are as many as 30 million people suffering from a form of thyroid disorder in the United States alone, and half of them are undiagnosed. That is a staggering 12% of the nation's total population. Worldwide, approximately 430 million people estimated to have thyroid disorders. This is from naturalblaze.com, by the way, which again, the story is called The 5 Best Superfoods for Thyroid Health, if you want to read the whole article. It talks about the thyroid and the 10 symptoms of thyroid malfunction, which, again, is many times, it says here, strangely, there is little concrete information about this problem of thyroid disorders worldwide, since many patients and their doctors mistake the common symptoms for something else. But the 10 symptoms of thyroid malfunction would be fatigue, persistent exhaustion, no matter how much sleep you get, poor sleep quality, being unable to sleep or wanting to sleep sleep all the time, mood swings, feelings of sadness or anxiety, appetite changes, changes to food preference or altered tastes, brain fog. I have that quite a bit, but I don't have a thyroid problem. I just have it. Inability to concentrate or difficulty with simple cognition, bowel irregularity, bloating, gas, constipation, or diarrhea, temperature sensitivity, you persistently feel too hot or too cold, chronic pain, aches in joints, muscles for no particular reason, reproductive issues, infertility, miscarriage, or birth, or premature births, and menstrual changes, an increase or decrease in cramps, flow, or length of period. These are, we see by listening to this list how important the thyroid really is. So it goes on to explain what your thyroid does, and then there's the 3 issues with thyroid. Hyperthyroidism, which is less common. That's where the thyroid produces too many hormones. Hypothyroidism, and it produces too little hormones. And then Hashimoto's disease. I'm sure everyone's familiar with all of those. But there are foods you can eat, common causes of thyroid malfunction. It would be iodine and other nutrition deficiency. Graves is a genetic autoimmune disease that stimulates thyroid hormone production. Plummer's disease is benign lumps that stimulate thyroid hormone production. Pregnancy can trigger thyroid dysfunction. Thyroiditis is an inflammation. Physical, mental, or emotional stress, and environmental toxins. So some of the greatest foods that will help thyroid is seaweed, seafood, scallops, shrimp, sardines, salmon, tuna. But I put a note in here, and I said, careful of where your seaweed is from, where your salmon and your Pacific foods are from, because as we've talked about on the show, they're not reporting that the contamination from Fukushima has pretty much wiped out, as far as I'm concerned, anything I would eat from the Pacific coast, from Alaska to Mexico.
I agree. I agree. Fish has become extinct in my diet.
Really? Now, but are you not, even eating East Coast? You know, like cod?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Wow.
Because of the Gulf, because of all the benzenes. And the Gulf Stream goes north to the Atlantic, or at least it used to. It still has remnants of it. That's why the weather patterns are changing, but I won't touch fish.
Wow. Now, have you followed the toxic waters? Have they reached the upper, you know, the New England area?
Well, there's so much obfuscation of the data by NOAA and by any other federal agency, it's really hard to say. Katie, we're out of time, so I know you want to talk a little bit about what you've got going.
Sure, yes. And speaking of health and putting together your own health, taking charge of your own health, everyone who listens to the show knows that my expertise is essential oils. That is my base foundational tool. If you are interested in putting together your own home medicine cabinet to take care of all kinds of illnesses and things that you don't really have to go to the doctors for, please contact me at 720-630-3111. Again,
give that again, yes.
Yeah, 720-630-3111, or go to FamilyEssentialShop.com. That's FamilyEssentialShop.com. And contact me, and I have some great specials, great deals, a lot of freebies. We're giving away frankincense this month with a certain order that's a $90 value. So talk to me. I will hook you up with putting together your own. This is the time to do it also. Please start learning about taking care of your family's health and putting together your own medicine cabinet to avoid going to clinics and hospitals where they treat your symptoms, get rid of the illness, and I can help you do that. Be happy to do that.
Okay, very good. Katie, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave.
And I'm kind of got out of this unscathed tonight, so I'm really thankful. Here, let me set my microwave popcorn aside and say we're going to break. We'll see you after the break with Jim White, and we're going to be doing the Red List News.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Interesting and necessary health report, and we republish this on the commonsenseshow.com. That's our flagship website. And by the way, it's going through a website design review, and I think that you're going to want to review that, because we've got lots of good stuff coming on there. The website's going to take on a whole different look. So I'm not sure about the launch, but we're close. I did some preview. We got some cleanup work to do, but it's coming. Anyway, let me tell you very quickly here again, if you're just joining us, the Common Sense Show is stepping into uncharted waters. Hopefully we're not going to get torpedoed in our endeavor, but my broadcast partner, James White, and I are going to be taking the Common Sense Show to terrestrial radio, and no, we're not compromising content. So I don't know what our shelf life will be, but we are not compromising content. And we're going to be on WQMVM tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock Eastern. And we're going to be broadcasting it right here, Global Star Radio Network, the very entity that you're listening to this broadcast right now. So tune in tomorrow at 4. We'll also be posting our archives on a daily basis. 2 million people is what I'm told we're going to reach. We have an endeavor on Saturdays, and I'm going to let Jim White talk about that. And I've been told on that endeavor, it's about 5 times that reach. And I believe if I counted my map states correctly, we're going to be covering about 31 states between the two different stations, the one in Memphis and their affiliates and the one in West Virginia and their affiliates. And we'd like to work our way out west. So if we have any program directors listening, I'd be open for Arizona, Colorado, California. Anyway, we're getting ready to go into our Red List News segment. So to do that, I've got to bring my friend James White out of the green room. Okay, and no, we're not going green. It's just an expression where we put people when they're waiting to come on. Jim, are you successfully out of the green room?
I managed to make myself out of the green room, make my way out. You got some nice snacks in there. Way to go.
Did you like my microwave popcorn? I just want to drive Katie crazy.
That's good stuff. I love the smell.
Jim, we've got some interesting stuff here. We're going to be going through some, has Obama done what he needs to do to enact martial law when the condition is right? And Jim and I are going to process 17 elements of martial law and where the Obama administration is on that. And along those lines, Jim, before we start, I know you got a chance to watch Obama, and we were tied here to the show. We do know from the message you sent me that Obama had a very disturbing revelation with regard to gun control. You want to talk about that?
Yes, I did. I did keep a bucket by the side of the couch when I was watching, because I was. I usually do. Yes, I'm gonna quote just a quick paragraph here from the transcript of his speech this evening. Now here at home, we have to work together to address the challenge. There are several steps that Congress should take right away. To begin with, Congress should act to make sure that no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun. What could possibly be the argument for allowing a terrorist suspect to buy a semi-automatic weapon? This is a matter of national security. We also need to make it harder for people to buy powerful assault weapons like the ones that were used in San Bernardino. I know there are some who reject any gun safety measures, but the fact is that our intelligence and law enforcement agencies, no matter how effective they are, cannot identify every would-be mass shooter, whether that individual is motivated by ISIL or some other hateful ideology. What we can do and must do is make it harder for them to kill. That's a whole show. That whole little sentence right there, we could break each one of those things down for the lies that are contained therein. However, that would probably not make for good radio right now at this point. But the whopper in that whole thing is we just were talking about the no-fly list, Dave. We were just talking about how people can land on the no-fly list without any warning, without any idea why they're there, almost impossible to get off of it. Now, the same list that's arbitrarily activated or people are placed on arbitrarily with really no due process, now that same list is going to be used to keep people from buying firearms, Dave, or at least that's what the criminal in chief wants to do. I mean, what say you about that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I don't know if I'm on the no-fly list. I haven't flown in so long, and I usually choose not to. Unfortunately, now with my schedule, I don't really have time. I'd like to attend a lot of different conferences and workshops. I've been asked to speak at several places, but I haven't had the opportunity because I haven't had the availability of time. But, Jim, I'm probably on a no-fly list, I would imagine. I mean, they interfere in my broadcasts. They pluck articles down from my website. They block emails from certain people. They've taken my website down without my people who do this stuff every day telling me they can't figure out what's going on. So I would say there's a fair chance I'm on it. So I guess tomorrow maybe I need to go out and get my AR-15, my AK-47, and my M-16 and with my laser scopes. How's that sound, Jim? I think that's going to be the way I prepare. And you know what? Those gun salesmen, oh, they're so happy tonight. Obama's their best salesman.
Indeed, you're correct. You're correct. And it happens every time. Every time he comes out and makes those type of statements, gun sales go to the moon, as well they should. And you know what we're going to do, Dave? What we're trying to do here for the weekday show, we'll try to get Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America on maybe even this coming week. He'll probably be busy, but I've interviewed him a few times before. Have you interviewed Larry? I think you interviewed Larry.
No, I haven't. I haven't had the chance, and I certainly would look forward to that. Hey, Jim, before things get away with us, because I want to get into our topic, main topic here on the Red List News, but I don't have those notes in front of me. Talk to the listening audience about how they can listen to us on Saturday and when we air.
You know, it's interesting you were saying that because I'm looking for those exact
same... You're stumped too? Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm looking for the
same. To be announced.
Yeah. Well, I know we're on the station that you mentioned here, and as soon as I can find the email, and I don't know, I've got so many darn email addresses, Dave, these days. There it is right here. So we're going to be on in Memphis tomorrow at WMQM, and then WMVA is the WMVA AM 1170 in Wheeling, West Virginia, is going to be the Saturday show. Now, I haven't got a confirmation on a time yet. I don't believe it's the same time. I'll find that out when I talk to the people that do that sort of thing tomorrow. But, yes, it's going to be, and we'll have that information, you know, before the week's out, WMVA AM 1170 in Wheeling, Virginia. That'll be Saturday's broadcast.
Okay. Okay, very good. Well, I think we're ready for our main Red List News topic tonight, and that is the 17 elements of martial law. Most people agree there's about 17 elements of martial law, depending on how you divide them up. And I've gone through, and I wrote an article this week that is up on thecommonsenseshow.com, and I talk about the 17 elements of martial law. And Obama, as I was going through, I was researching this, Jim, and I found that he's really prepared the country to enter into 16 of these. Now, we're not going to have time to go through all 17 items, but Jim and I picked out what we thought were a representative group of about half of these items, and we thought we would go through these one at a time, brief comment, and then move on, because I think people need to know. This country is being taken into martial law. This San Bernardino incident, and by the way, Obama's excrement from Washington is oozing off of him, and I can smell it in Arizona, 3,000 miles away, when he said that the shooters in San Bernardino, it might have been a workplace dispute. Are you kidding me? Are you flipping kidding me? Mr. Illegal Alien Entity, as Steve Quayle calls you. A workplace incident? Guy doesn't like a Christmas party, so he brings 19 rifles to the party, radio-controlled bombs, sophisticated laser scopes, and accomplices? And we're supposed to believe this horse hockey? Are you kidding me? If we had a Congress worth of salt, that imposter-in-chief would be, he'd be impeached tomorrow. Unbelievable, Jim. And we're being taken into martial law, folks, and when we go into martial law, it's over. It's going to be random door-to-door gun searches. It's going to be random mass roundups. So anyway, let me not give away the farm, Jim. Let's get into it. The 17 elements, representative list, not to all be covered, but you can catch the rest on the Common Sense Show. Jim, go. You've got the first one.
Well, let's not forget the GoPro cameras, too, by the way, Dave, on these people, right? So, yes, we're going to cover some of these. I'm going to cover one of them here. The first one, we're going to go down the list. Rationing of essential resources. Now, this is out of Executive Order 13603. Now, there was plenty of reports, Dave, multiple reports from storable food companies that the largest purchaser of their storable foods, literally buying them out on numerous occasions over the last 5 to 6 years, I've heard reports, have been the federal government. They're going to monopolize the storable food as much as they can. And, of course, those are essential resources. Now, the water, as you well know, they've already made moves with the EPA to really take control of just about every single solitary water, the pond in your front yard. If a duck lands in it accidentally, next thing you know, it's a protected waterway. So they've got everything covered on that end. And as far as the fuel is concerned, which is another essential resource, we know that the refineries are run, of course, by large corporations that are very, you know, can be locked down and secured pretty easily. So the rationing of essential resources, as we know, Dave, as we've seen in apparently, that was their ploy in Katrina. You see how that turned out. Now, that is one of their steps, number three, to martial law is the rationing of essential resources, and that's some of the way they're going to do it.
All right, I totally agree. Let's go to the next list. How do you know the country is being taken into martial law and Obama is prepared? Well, we're looking at the possibility of mouse roundups and or execution of political dissidents. This is a lot of what Jade Helm was about, but even before Jade Helm, the legislation called the National Defense Authorization Act, or the NDAA, allows for warrantless search, warrantless seizure of people, indefinite detention, and when they have you in a secret location and no lawyer, no family member, no one can know where you're at, well, they can do anything they want to you. So again, mass roundup, mass execution of political dissidents, and we know in part this is what Jade Helm was about. Jim, back to you.
All right, well, we have total suspension of the Constitution. We've seen now that they have free speech zones, which people cannot even get close to certain events because there's free speech zones, which is, you know, an oxymoron. And now, just the statement that I've read this evening, Dave, where they want to suspend the constitutional Second Amendment rights of people that are on a fictitious no-fly list for no odd reason. So I think what you're seeing there is that's just the first two from the Bill of Rights, and you're seeing that that happen. You're going to see the rest just start to fall, and we have seen many of them start to fall.
I agree. But and where did that come from, by the way?
Well, you mean tonight? Obama tonight is the one that said that in his speech. He had a
I meant the one that you just read.
The NDAA.
The
NDAA.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then we've got. Let me go to the next one here, so we can stay on time, because I think people really need to hear this: the seizing of personal assets such as food and water, anything you own, anything, your TV set, your couch, your bed, your pillows, your clothes. Anything can be seized under Executive Order 13603, and of course the most devastating thing that can be seized, besides yourself, is your food and water. And this is what Executive Order 13603 allows for, is you have nothing. And by the way, there's all kinds of emergency protocols that kick in times of martial law. And although FEMA's telling you to get prepared right now, if you're prepared and martial law kicks in, you're in violation of federal law. Jim, back to you.
Dave, the next one we have here is forced relocation. This comes from PDD 51, Rex 84, and once again, Executive Order 13603. I think it's been widely established. It's been poo-pooed by the mainstream media, but certainly widely established in the alternative media that they do have FEMA camps. They do exist. If anybody saw that Jesse Ventura, just for one example, the Jesse Ventura special that he did, I forget the name of, Conspiracy Theory perhaps was the name of his show. They are real. And that is where people are going to be forced to relocate to, is the FEMA camps that Glenn Beck says don't exist.
Glenn Beck. There's a mental giant for our time. Next one. The confiscation of property, homes, and businesses. So I said they can seize anything, and I mentioned food and water. It expands to your home. It expands to your business. It expands to your product inventory. Again, that's Executive Order 13603. Jim?
Well, Dave, I think the next one's pretty much self-evident. The installation of massive surveillance programs and the establishment of snitch programs. And there's just the numerous NSA bills that cover this particular heinous topic. Of course, we know that already know the massive surveillance program is in place, and the snitch programs, see something, say something. Sounds like a snitch program to me. Back to you.
That's a good point. That is more than a good point. That is a great point. The snitch programs here, let me put it this way, on the surveillance programs, I'm reminded of when former San Francisco 49ers head coach Mike Singletary, in an attempt to intimidate and also motivate his team after a one-sided loss, he walked into his team's locker room. He dropped his drawers and bared all and basically said, "This is what you look like." And I won't carry the analogy any further, but you can use your imagination. I hope the NSA got to watch that. I hope that in their surveillance, they get to watch every disgusting human endeavor that there is, to where it makes them sick to their stomach. Although, since so many of them are Satanists, that may not be the case. Okay, let's go on to the next one. And Jim, this is the biggie in my book. Well, they're all big, but this is really big. Forced conscription into various labor camps and even into the military. When this was passed, when executive order was passed in 2011, the executive order 13603 basically called for two kinds of drafts. One is a civilian draft and one is a military draft. And it's interesting to me because when I first read the executive order, I saw, Jim, that it was under the drafting, the draft, the conscription was under the Secretary of Labor. And I go, well, that's odd. Why would they have a draft under the Secretary of Labor? Until I read further. There's a civilian conscription, and it's a conscription. And it's not just conscription. It's slavery. In Section 601 and Section 801 of Executive Order 13603, it says very clearly that people will be called consultants when they have desirable skills that are needed by the federal government. And these consultants will be conscripted into various duties that they're assigned to without compensation. And that's the exact term. They call them consultants, and they use the two words without compensation. Folks, that's slave labor. So under Executive Order 13603, they can come and they can take the mom of the house and they can ship her off to a camp to do whatever her expertise is. They can come and send the dad off to another camp, and of course they can put him into the Obama-Hitler youth movement with regard to the children. I mean, this is how bad it's going to get. And here's the thing. People say, Dave, you're crazy, you're fantasizing, you're fear-mongering. Really? Then why would they bother to codify this? Why would Obama make up an executive order that he's not planning on using? And no one seems to be able to answer that question. Jim, back to you.
Well, like I said, Dave, a lot of these are self-evident if people just trying to pay attention. It's happening right in front of our very eyes. And here's one that cannot be denied either, the total control or elimination of religion. Now, they certainly haven't eliminated it yet, but they certainly do have the control over it with their 501c3 when pastors can't preach a message that they want to preach or endorse any candidates because it violates the government's 501c3 mandate. Any time, Dave, that you have a apparent man of the cloth who is supposed to be, preaching God's word, he can't do that because he's afraid that the government is going to come down on him. I submit to you that that person is already under control of the federal government. As far as elimination is concerned, I see it more as being an ecumenical movement where everybody just comes together as under one, like the Pope wants to do. That's what I think. Of course, we can't leave out the clergy response teams. We know that there's at least 50,000 members of the clergy response teams across the country, which is an average of about 1,000 per state. I'm sure some states are more, but we got that to look forward to as well. Back to
Jim,
you.
I'm hearing that, well, first of all, when I first talked to Pastor Walter Mansfield, and he was one of the first pastors to be recruited into the clergy response team, he told me at the time that there were 28,000 pastors initially recruited. That number went to 50,000, which you just mentioned. The number I'm getting now from people in the know on this are telling me this number could be as high as 100,000 pastors. 100,000 folks. That means you're going to have a hard time finding a church of God where your pastor has not already sold you out. And then, of course, they got the snitch programs, and the pastors are going to be paid for snitching. And then they buy off the pastors with the tax-exempt 501(c). They've got that going on, and Steve addressed that, and we've talked to other people, Jim, on our talknetwork.com show, where this is rampant. It's hard to find a church that's not a tax-exempt church. And the elimination of all religion, Jim, I think I'd put a caveat in this, and I'll get your reaction to this before we move on to the last item. The caveat that I would put into this, it's not the elimination of all religion. It's the glorification of Islam. And Islam is going to take over the world from a religious standpoint. And as Steve said in the first hour, until they're no longer needed. And then they'll be dealt with like Hitler dealt with the brown shirts. What's your reaction to that, Jim?
Well, I think there is some wisdom in that statement. And if they are eliminated, I think the ultimate, we've seen the ultimate religion that they follow is this Gaia worship, Dave, where it's the earth worship. And I think that even supersedes the Islam religion that you're talking about. That's why I do believe that there could be something to them just being eliminated, because that's not the ultimate New Age Gaia worship that they really want to be able to engage in. And as you see, you know, I do another show called I do another show on Talk Network, and there really are people that think that rocks should have the same rights as people out there, Dave. I mean, I'm not joking when I say that. That's the type of lunacy we're dealing with, and these people are in charge. That's the problem. A lot of these people are in charge. I mean, they're not in charge of us, I mean, but they're in charge of a lot of stuff. And it's just, I can't get over it. I mean, these people just, it defies logic for me, my brother. It does.
Well, it defies logic for anyone who has any common sense, hence the name of the show. But I totally agree with you. Let me scroll down here, Jim. I want to pull something up here, and I want to read to you a quote here. And I wasn't counting on using this, so patience is always a virtue. Well, here's one, too, and I think this is worth mentioning. Depopulation should be the highest priority of any foreign policy towards the Third World. That's Henry Kissinger. Well, they're no longer after the Third World. They're coming after you. And, of course, Ted Turner talked about a 95% decline from present levels. The founder of CNN and guy that's given quadrillions of money to the UN. And then, but the quote I want to read here, too bad we don't have the special effect of drum roll. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative, the United Nations. The same people that brought you Gaia from Agenda 21, now called Agenda 2030. I think, Jim, that about says it all. Don't you agree?
Well, it says that I'm not going to make it into their new plan, Dave. That's what it says it to me. I mean, I can see I'll be eliminated pretty quickly, because that is one thing that I assure you I will never do, is bow my knee down. There's one king, man. There's only one king I'll bow to, and that's it.
I agree.
These people can continue with their games, but you know, I know how it ends.
Brief moment of pain for an eternity of glory. Okay, the last one on the list. The prohibition of weapons of any kind, including guns, knives, chemicals, which can be turned into explosives. Obama's intended gun reform is resulting from these false flag attacks, such as the recent San Bernardino. And now we're seeing, I thought he was going to come out and have a bigger proclamation tonight. But he's taking more of a measured approach. He said that, no, if you're on the no-fly list, you don't have guns. But here's the back door, Jim. They can stick anyone on the no-fly list without notification. You go to buy a gun, and, hey, you're on the no-fly list. You can't buy a gun. So they can put as many people on this list as they want without any due process, without any cause, just to keep guns out of people's hands.
Well, Dave, I submit to you that then it's going to be people that are on certain medications. Then it's going to be people that have certain diagnoses from the doctor. Then it's going to be single women who have children in their home. That's a high risk. You see, you start on a slippery slope here. And pretty soon, all of us are going to fall into some category that, what do you know, are going to be prohibited from carrying guns. And they know they can't come at, they don't have the manpower to come at gun owners head on. They have to try to do it legislatively, Dave. They have to try to trick people into doing it. Hence all of the false flag mass shooting attacks. I submit that is to influence the viewpoint of otherwise sound thinking people into believing that guns are actually the problem and not the people that are behind them. No more than the people that die in a vehicle crash. You don't hear them calling to, you know, they don't call to shut down car companies, are they? No.
No, Jim, they're not. But Jim, I got to tell you, the information I'm getting, and I shared this with you earlier today, is that there's going to be massive and simultaneous terrorist attacks in this country. And people that follow my column on a daily basis know I wrote about this in May when I was contacted by a high-ranking Texas Ranger. And he said that was the intel they're getting I'm now getting that intel from my own military sources. And as Steve said, if they speak out publicly, they're dead men. So, no, I can't reveal their names, but do I know who they are? Yeah, I know one of them extremely well. And everything he's told me from Benghazi all the way up to Jade Helm has been right on the money. Jade Helm was about going after dissidents. Well, after the next range of terrorist attacks, they're going to be rolling out the Jade Helm forces, is what I'm told, and they're going to start arresting people. It's already in place, folks. And they're going to arrest the big mouths like you, Jim, me, Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman. I think we're at the top of the target list. I think there's no question about that. Well, Jim, we've reached just about the end, and of course, people can tune in tomorrow to hear us at our new time, 4 p.m. Eastern. And yes, we will be back here next Sunday as well. But we'll be on Global Star Radio Network, been gracious enough to carry our show, and they've been doing a fine job for nearly a year now. I can't believe this year has gone this fast. But we will be on at 4 o'clock Eastern, and we are going to be covering a whole host of topics. And I want to invite everybody to go to thecommonsenseshow.com, sign up for the newsletter there, keep abreast of what's going on. Jim, my friend, I'm looking forward to starting our new endeavor tomorrow. Just wonder how many trolls are going to be waiting in the bushes. I had a whole lot of them today. Another story for another time. Bob Griswold will be joining us next week, and he's got a whole lot more on active shooter situations. And I will tell you this, folks, what I was told today, it makes me want to homeschool my kid. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to come out with more in the morning. But what I was told today, it really seriously makes me consider homeschooling my child, which I haven't done, because we have been lucky enough to choose good venues to educate my son, and he's doing great. But I don't know, after what I'm hearing, and yes, I know the kill zones, and we're going to get into this next week with Bob and a whole host of other topics, and we've got a surprise guest coming up next week as well, too. So we want to wish everyone a good night. We want to thank you for joining us. Our special thanks go out to Katie, our health reporter, and Steve Quayle for a brilliant and exciting 2 hours, and of course you, my friend, James White, and we'll see you all tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern here on The Common Sense Show. Go out and have a great week this week. God bless.